just taking a few moments to find a conscious breath, to center yourself in the breath, relaxing into that wisdom and that peace always within you. Good morning, new humans. Everything is up in this now. We are being invited into very unique and deep experiences in our journey at this time. There is much evidence of the timeline split. This will manifest in extremes in our personal and collective world. If you are feeling great and supercharged with a lot of flow and work and connections and finances and opportunities, while someone you know or that is close to you is being affected by setbacks and health or financial crisis, low energy, and closing doors, this is a reflection of different timelines. And it's important to remember that everything is in movement. Much is passing through, and we get to decide ongoing what we will keep and what no longer serves. There is a vast and wise alchemical transmutation of emotions, karma, and trauma underway, with the opportunity to open our hearts, turning these challenges into new strengths and higher levels of mastery. Gaia is more available than ever to support with this transmutation and deepening, so really pay attention. Listen and act upon this beautiful guidance from the vibrational world. Yesterday morning, I woke up with at least four possibilities in the way my Saturday would begin. I typically meet a friend for a four-legged play date on Saturday morning. And then there is the UNCA farmers market that is so abundant and lush that it's really hard to miss. And I often go to yoga on Saturday morning, and I love that class. So just choices, choices, choices. But no, the activity that won the focus of all attention was working with the earth, co-creation with the vibrational world. And this was not something that I needed to do or felt that I should do. There was an energetic calling me to an experience, and it was so clear. So as most of you know, I live in the woods. There's no yard or cultivated nature, but outside the cabin is a fairly large bed of English ivy that grows wild and free and just kind of takes care of itself. The caveat is that because we live in the woods under a large canopy of trees, the ivy gets layers of embedded leaves every fall. And I woke up like nothing else existed but freeing up that ivy. Unchoking, is that a word? That ivy. And I ended up spending 3 hours in a peaceful reverie, working very diligently to get those wet, matted leaves out from under the ivy onto a sheet that I then hauled deep into the invisibility of the woods. I trimmed dead branches and freed up the ornamental moss on the ground from the little shoots of weeds that poke through uninvited. I rearranged my outdoor crystals with mindful intuition, and I placed these four little sweet Buddha statues representing earth, compassion, protection, and teaching in the newly cleared surroundings. The whole experience was utter peace. I felt and heard a continual reflection from the elementals and nature kingdoms. It's not lost on me that everything I was doing for the nature, it was doing for me. That somehow, even though I have been feeling especially strong and healthy and centered, somehow this activity was happening within me as well, freeing up and clearing my energy to a new level, in a new way, aligned with the ascension movement and new timeline. This is so pivotal as we integrate the higher timeline, preparing our bodies, our minds and emotions, our relationships, and indoor and outdoor spaces to receive the divine feminine. This higher and oh so holy love that is here now. How might you welcome a deeper communion into your current experiences of life? I am part of a magical universe. I feel the rhythm of nature's heart all around me. I am discovering my purpose every day. I am the change. You are being supported with profound love, no matter how your circumstance is unfolding. Trust and affirm that many times a day. Any discomfort, doubt, old fears, or beliefs that are showing up are doing so to be cleared, so that our etheric field can be restructured to complement the new template and DNA. As this old baggage and blockages get dissolved by this new light technology and advanced harmony, we will see reflections of what is occurring at much higher levels of consciousness. So much is being cleared. So much is reorganizing on behalf of the divine self, and new lives of deeper purpose and meaning for all. This is a time of devotion, new humans, a time of being in the heart and applying the knowledge you have gathered about yourself, the human experience, the language of the light, and the nature of existence. As we begin to act from mastery on behalf of a more harmonious world, we will begin to embody and anchor the new wisdom that is here to illumine our world in this now. As the energy becomes stronger and we are able to maintain the new layers and levels for longer periods of time, we will be able to birth new creations. And with each new level of light, your homoluminous new human aspect will expand with revelations of Christ consciousness. Joy of beingness, love of creation, service, compassion, forgiveness for all. So we will explore this new divine mother energy, how the solar shifts are affecting our DNA and consciousness, the ongoing physical aspects and sensations occurring as the lower timelines drop and the new pathways unlocking since the equinox gateway, all on the next new human transmission. Sunday, May 7th, 11:11 a.m. Eastern, please come and share your intentions and light with this expanding community of one heart, one light, and one love. Peace to all.